on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
In campus news, why are children from poor neighbourhoods more likely to be subject to a child protection intervention than those living in better-off areas? That's what researchers from the University of Nottingham are asking. The academics are involved in a major new research project to study inequalities on child welfare systems across the UK. Nottingham is partnering up with five other universities to conduct the research. Elsewhere in Nottingham, a new £2.4 million foot and cycle bridge across the Trent between Colwick and Lady Bay would be a jewel in the crown for Nottingham, supporters are claiming. A feasibility study arguing the case for a 121-metre-long bridge connecting Trent Lane on the north bank of the river and the Hook Nature Reserve on the south bank has now begun. Supporters hope the bridge would become a local landmark. Offering pregnant women financial incentives to quit smoking has proved to be more effective than standard treatments. A study involving more than 600 women found smokers who were given up to £400 in shopping vouchers were more than twice as likely to give up. But Dia Chakravarti from the Taxpayers Alliance thinks it's a terrible idea.
It seems completely immoral. If you're saying that just the well-being of your baby, once a pregnant mother understands what they are, they still can't kick that habit. But as soon as you wave some vouchers at them, they give it up. That just sends up such a bad message.
The mother of a Japanese hostage being held by Islamic State has appealed to Japan's prime minister as time runs out to secure his release. The extremists are demanding a prisoner exchange within 24 hours, otherwise they'll murder Kenji Goto and another man they're holding. Kenji's mother, Junko Ishido, has issued this tearful message.
Time left is so short, and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, I beg you to please give us your hand to protect us.
Actress Patsy Kensit says she's thrilled to have been voted out of Celebrity Big Brother. She left the compound last night after coming bottom in the latest public vote. Meanwhile, celebrity blogger Perez Hilton has returned to the house after taking part in a fake walkout over the weekend. Novak Djokovic has reached the semi-finals of the Australian Open tennis without dropping a set. The top seed beat big-serving Canadian Milos Raonic to set up a rematch of last year's epic last four tie against defending champion Stan Wawrinka, who got past Kei Nishikori. Serena Williams and Madison Keys both won their last eight matches and will face each other in an All-American semi tomorrow. The weather today, light showers and sunny intervals are expected throughout the day, with a chance of a light snow shower this evening. Highs of 5 Celsius. That's 41 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN.